The Mishnah and Gimel Amid Bey says like this: Hachoshe Lishloach Yad B'Pikadon. Says Rashi, Ama Bifnei Edim Eto Pikdono Shaploni La'atsa. So we take a look at Agos Habach. He says, B'Kedushin Sof Daf Mem Beis Perish Rashi Labdavka Omar B'Chosha. Tosa says, Hach Machshava. Have a dibur. You'll have more alcohol. Alcohol dvar pesha. And machshavas pigul name. Have a dibur. Will obelev. Can move a per basis vochem. Per kamedum noches. Per tomenish. Per kanazok. Come as a chere pirashti. We're not going into this. It would take us too far. According to Tosas, and this is, we'd have to go into a whole sugya of Dvarim Shebelevin and Dvarim, which take us very far afield. So, I can, Machshava achieves no chalos, no hischaivas, anything. Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. It's nothing. Einam Dvarim. Okay, now. He does a chavis. He didn't pick up the chavis. He tilted it. Okay, now Raj says, Milsum and Leamshi, a brand new issue. Venatum him and a revius. Venishbra ain't a mashalim el a revius. Higbia venatal him and a revius. Venishbra mashalim to make kula. He did not do a kinyan hagbah on the entire thing by tilting it. And taking out a revius, he did a kinyan only in the revius. No, okay. Nishma Mashal to make cool. Says Rashi to have a kniya bagbo. A chsorin made it to this revius, chayav b'amtsah. Mino ani mili, tana rabbonim. Al kol dvar pesha, beisham omrim, melamed shechayev ala machshava kamais. So which Tosa says, means a dvar pesha. Machshava doesn't mean, a machshava is nothing unless it expresses itself in a dibur. That's dvarim shavalev einam dvarim. It's a nothing. A million thoughts come in and out of my mind every day, and I'm not chayav for those. Beis Hillel Omrim Einu Chayav Ad Sheyishalach Bo Yad. You have to do it. Shenem Lo Shalach Yad. Omer Hem Beis Shammah Beis Hillel Al Kfa Nehem Al Kol Dvar Pesha. Omer Hem Beis Hillel Beis Shammah Elo Kfa Nehem Im Lo Shalach Yad Ubim Lech Asreyehu. Kein Mat Talmud Lom Al Kol Dvar Pesha. And the Lahu, Omala Abdo Lushlucho Minayin, Tamadloma, I'll call Dvar Pesha. Says Rashi. No, Rashi doesn't say, what is this halacha? Omala Abdo, let's see how the Rambam calls it. Peri Gimel Hills is Gzela, Halacha Yud Aleph. Hashem Yirach. Hashloch yad b'pikodin, kevin shesholach yad ba'atzmo, ol yedei b'no v'yavdo u'shlucho, haris a gazlin v'schay ba'onsof. That means, I tell someone, and He's someone who I know is going to listen to me. He's ben, he's ever the shliach. He's a goslin. The Gemara learns from here, yeh shliach l'dvar avera in hilchas, in shlichas yat. Generally, we say ein shliach l'dvar avera. There's a machlokas between Shammai Avzokin, not Beit Shammai, Shammai himself, Shammai Avzokin. Ha'omel chaveru tseva harogas ha'nefesh. I tell someone, go kill someone. So, Shammai Avzokin says, l'chayev. L'chayev, you're not chayev, ein shlech l'var aveiru. There are three instances we say, yeh shlech l'var aveiru. One is me'ila. One is if Moel Behektish. One is Shlichas Yad. I mean, there's also Gzela. It's a different type. It's Gzela Mehektish. Now, in case of Me'ila, if you give me Gemara Me'ila, Gemara Me'ila, the Mishnah Me'ila, the Chof Aleph from Aleph, says like this. Amalo, he tells somebody, Haveli min achalom, you take and give it to me. Heavy lo, avi shoma balabayas lo hoya believe, let me say, okay. If he listens to his instructions directly, shoah, so the balabayas is moel, otherwise the shlich is moel. Shoah, be at cheresh shota bekotten. But let's say he tells the cherev shot of a cotton, you bring it to me, something of hektish that he wants. When is okay, he said, the mashalach is chayef. So it's the Gemara. I will have b'nei shlichas, they are not b'nei shlichas, they're not my shliach. Or it says, how soon come out and she'll say this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kosa Shishanino, Nasno Gabe Kof. If I want to make an Eruv Tchumen, what does that mean? So I put some food down, and I say, when I count the Alpayim Amar, the radius of 2,000 square, 2 Amos, that I'm allowed to move on Shabbos. So, it's normally would be where I'm staying. If I want to say, I put some food down in another place and that'll be the center of the circle, so I can do that. Do I have to put it down myself? No. It says, let's say I have a trained monkey, Nosal Gabichov, and the monkey goes and puts it down there. That's also good. Why? It has to be there as a result of my wanting to have it placed there. I don't have to physically place it. So that means I do something and I want a certain result. It's a, in certain instances, if I did it, Hanochel Zeruf. Where I said the same thing is here. So that's Reb Chaim. When we say Yesh Shliach, Lidvar Aveira in Me'ilo, it's not Midin Shlichas. That's what the Gemara says here. It has to be Nasa Machmosa, even though it's a Chereshot of a Kod. Now, question is very, very simple. Here in Shlichas, what? Here in Shlichas Yad, it all says. So the question is it midin Shlichas, or it is b'no avdo shlucho? The Rambam doesn't say it's b'no agadol, b'no akotin. If it is the same halacha as meila, so it's nasa machmosa. Even if it's b'no akotin. Omer Shmuel, lo notel, notel mamish. Notel doesn't mean he actually took it. He did a chov. It's Omer Rabba, lo shanu elish nishbura, lo hechmitz o mashalim eskula. My time agiri didehu the Ahana law. So here, you could say Gira Delay, says Rashi. Chitzim Shelo Garmu Lo La'achmetz, he caused the damage. That means he pulled out a revius. As a result, air got into this thing, and there's sufficient amount of air to cause it to ferment, and it turned into vinegar. Remember, at that time, they didn't pasteurize. Nowadays, we pasteurize our wine. I mean, what does that mean, pasteurizing wine? You heat it up to a point where you kill the bacteria. You kill the bacteria, it doesn't ferment. And it doesn't turn into vinegar. That's why you can have open bottles of wine. Times of Chazal, they didn't pasteurize wines. It's the whole problem of Yayin Mevushel. They didn't pasteurize wines. Because of that, if they let air in, it would ferment. So now, why is he chayav as a ganev or as a masik? So if you take a look in the Rambam, when he says it, per gimel hilchos gzeil halacha yud gimel. We discussed this before. He says, Chavis. He says, Vimakoma, he tilted it. Natal mimena revia. So, yes, sir. Em nishbra achash and natal. Vihi bimakoma. Enu chayav. Elamash and natal. Shahare lochig bia chavis. In the door king. Vim hechmitza. Mashalem is to make kulo. Kishas hagazelo. What does this mean? So if he would be a mazik, what it would be, it wouldn't be kishas hagzeilu, be kishas when it turned into vinegar, when the mazik happened, when the hezek happened. So Shur Ran Chaim Alevi says, oh, what do you see? He has a din of shaloyach yad, and according to the Rambam, a gazlan a mazik is chayev as of when it's part of the gzeilu, goes back to the original mazik gzeilu. I'm so long, Rafa Calderon asked me a question. I didn't do a Kenyan. Very good question. That's your question, right? Answer. Let's take this a Gemara and Baba Kamad of Kufyud Beis Amar Aleph. And the Rambam quotes it in Perek Gimel Hilchos Gneiva. Let's say I'm a Shoel as Hapora. Shoel on a Pora. And then I shecht it. Yud, that means. Where are we? Paragimel Hils Geneva Halacha Dalet. Hoise Gonev Tovach B'Shabbos. I was a Gonev and I shechted on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Kom Lebi Rabine. Okay. Hoysa Para Sheula Etzlo. I was a Shoel on a Para. V'tavcha B'Shabbos Derech Gneva. I shechted it. Why did I shecht it? I shechted it because I wanted the owner to eat the meat. No, I shechted it because I wanted to eat the meat. But wait a second. Did I do a Kenyan or I didn't do a Kenyan? I just shechted it. So if I walk up to your cow on a normal Wednesday afternoon and I shecht it, so I'm a masik. You wanted a live cow, now I gave you a dead cow. I'm a masik, I have to pay for it. But let's, and what happens if I shecht it because I then want to take the meat? Until I pick up just shechting it by itself, is not a maisa gneva. Gneva requires a kenyan. Let's say I'm a Shoel Hamazik. Then the Rambam says, you're potter, if you're Shechter on Shabbos, you're potter from Kefal and Dalet Vahey, because I've come to Abraham the Rabbin in Hey. So what do you see? A Shomer Hamazik is Chayav as a Ganav. Okay. Now, that's something which has to be explained and understood. But then, he's chayav as a ganav as of when? As a Shabbos. Rambam says he's a ganav as of the king, as of the shlichas yad. Okay. So, what does that mean? I did a maisa gneva. And the maisa gneva resulted in a hezek. Means then I'm chayiv for the maisa gneva. I'm a shomer who did a maisa gneva, and that maisa gneva, the mitzas became a hezek bekulo. So I'm a ganav bekulo. Then I have to put that whole picture together. I'm just outlining what it says. But the Rambam says, a Shoma Hamazik is Chayev as a Ganav.
Ready?
Yeah.
Didn't we see from Chaim that you only are Matari from a Mazik to the Gneva if it's a Hezik that you would be Chayev Matiris Mazik if it's like...
Take a look. So, we asked the Kash on that from the Gemara Baba Kama of Aji Aduye, right? And I didn't give a Teretz. Right? If you take a look in Shi'urei Baruch Be'er, he gives the Teretz to Reb Chaim Sef. If I do a Gneva, and he says, if I do a Gneva and something happens to it, and it's Ovud, so then I'm Potter. If I do a Gneva and it becomes Ov, and I'm Abed B'yodayim, so then I become Chayev as a Ganav. Take a look, there's a whole thing in Shi'urei. Shi'urei v'chadushei rebarach ber on Baba Kama and Baba Kama on that. Okay? Well, as I said, I'm just outlining the issue to think about, and we shall discuss it in greater length as we move on. But, okay. Now, Omar Shmuel, lo notol notol mamish, ele kevin shehigbil lito, av bishalo notol. I picked it up to take it. So comes along Rashi and says a mystifying thing. I pick it up and I plan on pouring it out. And I didn't pour it out. So I did a kinyan. Now in order to apply the halacha of mitzas kakulo, I have to have a din of shlichas yad. Now, I'm only have kavanah to be sholech yad b'mitzas. And according to the Mando Oma, who says, shlichas yad tzricha chosaret, it's not a hagbah, it's not enough to be a sholech yad. I have to either take it or be machaser it. So the Gemara says no. Let us go back to something we said. Meir Pasternak, are you here? He asked me a kasha. Shalom Pasternak. Oh, Shalom Pasternak. Excuse me. You're here. Rabbi Pasternak. Okay. You asked me a question, right? So I said, we're going to get to it. Yeah. I don't forget questions. See? Okay. Rabbi Brown. Okay. We had the following very strange halacha. Let's just read how the Gro describes this strange halacha. He says, "Lamando Amar Shichas Yad Ein Etzricha Chasarin." He says, "Ein Rak Daito Kishemag Bia O Moshcha Lito Himeno." Avlan Rotsa Ligzol Kulo L'Dirakol Afilu Nota. If I pick up the whole thing and I want to steal the whole thing, I don't have to pour it out. No. But if I want to pour, avo lito mitzoso, if I want to pick it up and take only part of it, if I want to pick up and take only part of it, so then, lamando mashich zatzich chasarin, only if I take it, then I'm lamando ain't it zatzich chasarin. So it goes like this, a very strange thing. If I pick it up to take the whole thing, I don't have to pour anything out. Why? Because I'm a gazlin bakulo. I did a kinyan bakulo. I did a gzela bakulo. I don't need a special halach of mitzas kakula. But if I want to use the halach of mitzas kakula, then according to the mando of Atzrichas Chasarin, it's only if I actually... So then I'm working within the specific details of Hilchos Shlichas Yad, and that's only if I have a chasarin. And then I don't say mitzas kakula, and it's all or nothing. And then I don't have any shlichus yah whatsoever, even on the mitzvahs. That's how we explained it. Okay. It's an all, shlichus yad is an all or nothing thing. It's either shlichus yad bekulo or shlichus yad zero. And in order to say kulo, I have to have a chasarin. Without a chasarin, it's not shlichus yah whatsoever. Comes Rashi and says, no. That halacha, as Rabbi Pasternak pointed out, requires more explanation. It's an all or nothing. Rashi says, let's say I picked it up with a kavon of making a kinyan bakulo, but not a gzela bakulo. And what's the situation? And this is how the Ritva explains Rashi. Ritva says, is it because Shol Shalom Idaz Gaz? He says, no. In this case, Shol Shalom Idaz is not a Gaz, and it's a Shoah. Even according to Mando, it says Gaz. No. He says, but what did I want to do? I wanted to make a kinyan in the entire thing. Partly Gzela and partly Sha'ila. So the halacha of it's all or nothing. It's a kinyan. So normally, without the special halacha of shlichas yad, what would I say? I would say I make a kinyan b'mitzas. I make a kinyan b'mitzas. Comes halacha of shlichas yad. Say it's either kinyan b'mitzas. It's either a kinyan b'kulo or not a kinyan whatsoever. So if I have a kinyan b'kulo, so I don't need a halacha of shlichas yad, shlichas chasarin. It's a kinyan b'kulo. So that is, that's what Rashi says. Let's take a look in Rashi. So it's a kinyan bakula. Without the special halacha of shlichas yad mitzas kakula. So Shetishama also reveals the tachmats, ulo olum shlichas yad bedova achat zricha chasar. Hanota pikodin magbia amanas the shloch bo yad calls man shloch Yisrael. And it was chayv hagbos, ho ulo not lo amanas ligzol as kulo. If I picked it up with the intention of taking kulo, so then the hagbo itself is enough. That itself is a maisik zela. But if I picked it up with the intention of taking miktsasa, so I want to use the special halacha of shlichas yad, that mixes kakulo, so then, in that situation, so one of the requirements is it has to be actual chasara. Okay, and then it's an all or nothing business. And so I didn't do a shlicha shad even on the mitzvah. There's Rashi, but here it's different. Because I'm a special halacha of shlicha shad is kinyan be mitzvah is kinyan be kula. And there I have that anyway. That's what Rashi says. That's the way the Ritva explains Rashi. Boi Ravashi, Higmir Arniki, Ligho, Amenadina, Mahu, Chamra, Hudlo Menta, Ela Agav Chamra, Avuzuzim Menta, Odilma Shani, Tirusa, the Arniki, Tirusa, the Dina. No. People are going to watch a full wallet more than a half empty wallet. Take them. But the question is, does this turn me into a shoel on the other half? And it's just a hemshuch of the previous thing. Now, of course, according to Rashi, this is only the only reason the Gemara has the Shaila is according to the Tzad that Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chasarit. Because that's what the Gemara only needed the bottom half to be a shoel, according to that man Dormar. According to Ma'am Shrikhashad, ain't it Tzricha Chasarin? So, just Kavana B'miktsas, is Kavana is Gzele B'miktsas, Kinyan Miktsas, Kinyan B'kulot, nothing to talk about. However, the problem being as follows. The Gemara said, and we pass and she used Yad Ainit Shikhsar. Why is Rav Ashi telling me a teku in Atzad Shaloke Hilchus? That is bothered the Rambam. The Rambam said it has nothing to do whatsoever. Nothing to do whatsoever. Let's see how the Rambam understands this. Perek Gimel Gzeilu Halochi Yud Beis. Gimel Gzeilu Halochi Yud Beis. Higbias Achavis, Lito Mena Revias. Tzchai Bon Tzeh, Avpishlo Nato. Why? Because Rambam says, because a kinyan b'miktsasa, a gzela b'miktsasa is a gzela b'kula. Why is that? Because it's one mice hagbo? Or do we apply that only where it's guf echad and not guf echad? Rambam says, that's the Gemara Safek. Gives me dvarim shenim, he says, The Gemara now, boy Ravashi, has a brand new shaila and a chanami. What is the reason the Gemara had a question about chavas shel yayin? There it's a guf echad, and the Gemara said tzricha chasar, not tzricha chasar. He says that since it's a guf echad, automatically it's one maisa kinyan. That's one maisa gzela. It's and what makes a guf echad? Each part needs the other part. The top revius needs the bottom revius. You know, and why? The bottom revius needs the top revius, the bottom, everything needs. It's one thing that you can't separate them because you want both salt and ferment, turn into vinegar. He says. So that's what the Gemara says. Even if I say tzricha chasarin, say nitol av bishlo nota. Why? He says because it's a kinyan b'ktzotso. It's a kinyan b'kula when it is. It's automatically a kinyan b'kula when it's guf echad. Okay. So now the Gemara has another question. Let's say it's not guf echad. The point of the mam amanda ama ain't it tzricha chasarin? You apply mitzvahs kakulo when it's not guf echad. Ram says they're two independent things. Okay, this finishes off temporarily shlichas yad. We'll come back to it. It's all one big mesecht and one big sukkah. Let's just begin the next mishnah. Tzarechet samaris. Hasholas hapara. I'm shol hapara. V'shol chalo biyad beno, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho, biyad... And the shol... Either the shoal and the marshal are not talking to each other. It's an in-between person. So the marshal sends it with his ben, his eved, his shliach, or he sends it with the shoals. He says, potter, says Rashi. Hamashal shohlo, why is he potter? In Mesa Bederach, an onus happened in the middle. Pliki bo rabba rav chizda. Lagoz lo kamiz. Machlokas in the Gemara then. El chizda metaris lo lahay shlucho to shoal. Masni in beschiru lakito. Shidar bebeis of an ein edim shehu shlucho. No, no. He edim have a shliach v'chayav ha-shoal. I mean, someone who hangs around my house all the time, but they know edim is a shoal. But their edim is a shoal, that is a shliach. Eidim have a shliach. Ulchayev hashol onsen. Rabba mafilu atzor shliach be'edim. He's not a shliach. Rizchayev al yedei yodov ba'onsen. Or come out. Inish. Why did I make him a shliach? Not that he's making kinyonim for me. The question is, until the shoal makes a kinyon shaila, he is not going to be chayev bonson. The question is, when did he make this kinyan shayla? Is this person a shliach to do it, or just somebody he trusted? That means I'm not afraid that he's going to run off with it. Machlokes Rav Chisda, who happened to understand that in Rabba. Became b'shoa shemach ziva. Im sholach hashol b'yab b'no avdosh. Now, what has to happen? When he, in order for the shoel to give it back, in order for the shoal to give it back, so he has to cancel out his kinyonim, and the marshal has to make kinyonim to take it back from him. And until that happens, the shoal is still a shoal, is chayav bonson. And the same thing in the other direction. Chayav b'shoa shemach ziva. Okay. Says the Gemara. V'yad avdo. Chayef, says Rashi Bitma, but Avdo Chayef, Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabbo. Normally, I show Yad Avdo Chayef, Mashal. It did not leave the Rishus Mashal. B because the Eved Kenani is not an independent person. He's just an extension of the Ot, and it's his property, and anything in his hands is Eved's in the Ot's hands. Now, says Tosfos, Omer Shmuel be'Eved Ivri, Perish Rach, the Shmuel Polgal led the Rav. Milchus HaKavosi the Rav. Okay. Lo Koni Le Gufa, Afa Gav the Perakama the Kedushin, Amrina, David Ivri Gufa Koni, Hanil Inyan Shen Girono Mochul, in Mochul Baal Peh, Elo Bishtar. Now, here there's a major issue. An Eved Ivri, the Gemara says, Gufo Kone. We got to be what? So there's a very important Kedushin, a very important Ramban. It defines a brand new concept. He said there are two types of Kinyonim. The Kinyon Aguf, Kinyon Momen, and Kinyon Isser. What does that mean? This sefer is my sefer. I own this object. I can do with it what I want. It's totally my property. I can use it. I can burn it. I can be machnet it. I can be everything I can do with it. This is my property. That's one thing. When a man is Makadish's wife, he doesn't own her. It's a kinyan issa. What does it mean? By saying, Hare Ama Kudeshus Libet Bazu, Kadazo, Kadaz Moshe Yisrael. What do? I create a certain halachic halashet. And I control that halashem. In order for me to cancel out that halashem, what do? I have to give a get. I created it, I control the Chal Hashem, and I then cancel it out. But that's what's called a Kinyan Issa. Means it's nothing to do with Kinyan Mama. I don't know my wife. But what did I do when I got married, Hare Amakudesh Asli? I created a Chal Hashem Eishish Ish. It's a Kinyan Issa. That a Kinyan Issa means now I'm a Bailam on that Chal Hashem. What does it mean I'm a Bailam on the Chal Hashem? I own it. I don't own the Chal Hashem. It means I control it. And if it's up to me to cancel it out, that's the husband gives a get. He's thereby canceled, gives a. It's created by a Maisa Kinyan. A Kinyan Issa is created by a Maisa Kinyan. It's only canceled out by a Maisa Kinyan. So that's why a get is a Maisa Kinyan that cancels out the Chal Hashem. That was created by Hariyat Makudeshus. And what the Gemara says there in Kedushin according to the Ramban is that in Eved Ivri is a Chal Hashem Eved Ivri. There are dinim of this Chal Hashem Eved Ivri. He's Mutar B'Shifcha Knainis under certain things that he has to work for the Adon. Okay. The Rambam and the Ramban. So, comes Tosus there and says, no, Eved Ivri, it's not a Kinyan Issa. Hey, not that Tosus disagrees with the concept of Kinyan Issa. Certainly, Tosus is very clear on Kedushin. I don't own my wife. There are all sorts of anti-Semitic books written that as if I own my wife. My wife would never agree to me to be own her, okay? Never. No. Anyone who's familiar with basic Hilchos Ishus knows it just doesn't work. So what is it? I create a Chal Hashem. She's now an Eishes Ish. That's a Kenyan Isser, not a Kenyan woman. And Tos agrees with that idea. Tos Eved Ivri, what does it mean, Gufo Koni? He has a Kenyan Maisa Yadayim. That means whatever he does when he works belongs to the Yod. That's a Kinyan Maisa Yodayim. That's all. And if it's not subject to a Mechila. there's a kinyan. It's an evidence. He has a kinyan in his ma'aseh yadai. He says, "Afugal perakamba to kedush." I mean, the eved ivri gufo koni ilinian shen giron or mochel in mochel baper, not below shtar. You need a ma'aseh kinyan to cancel out because there is a kinyan moment there. Ramban says there is no kinyan moment; it's just a kinyan ism. Rav Oma, afilu teimo eved kenani. You have to be exceedingly careful with Rashi. Let's go back. To Elul. How did I create a Shmira? So there's a Gemara down at the bottom of the Amid. Amir Rabbeloza Keder Shetikno Mashiach Balkuchot Kach Tikno Mashiach B'Shamim. And what does Tosas say? Kach Tikno Mashiach B'Shamim. Lo Liz Chayibons. No. The Kenyan says. The Hashamachinam V'lo Mashiach Chayib B'Shiach. I mean, Perakul Umnit. Why? Because I get kinyan tashmish, and I need that. Let me name the koy asoche. She took the meshicha v'lokono mos. Does chiru sen mishdolam mitol b'sof? No. Says it's in Chazor, can you change your mind? Now, there's a little aleph there where the gross says, "Varamba meforish aflo hischayev." I need a kinyan to be chayev. Okay. Now, where does Rashi hold in this entire machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam? So, if you take a look at Rashi and I and Tesam and Aleph and Baba Kama. He's very, very clear. Rashi said, "Tikno Mashiach b'Shomer, Shol Yitzchayev Shomer b'Shmira Ad Sheyim Shomer." He's not chayev in Shmira. What does it mean? He's not chayev to watch it. What about onsen? Rashi doesn't say. Tosis here says Mashiach b'Shomer. Well, boy, when Mashas Mashiach or Mashas Melocha, he says, okay. Then he goes on also. Now, let us take a look what Rashi says here. Eva Kanani. Natsaka omolo hikisha v'makal v'hitovo. He says, Acharai, kilko mishiyotsu michatzero shel bailim, bein below shomer, bein al yidei shomer. Omdu b'shu shoel. The shibud nafshe mishativ teitzim mishuso arikishim amachal asher yotzim ibeis. Rashi is telling me an amazing idea here that at this point of the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara that I need a kinyan, but not a kinyan lahachnis, a kinyan lahafkia. There are two types of mishicha, of normal mishicha. Let's say I want. You want to sell me this seifa. So what do? I take it from your rishus, I make a kinyan, I bring it into my rishus. What is a kinyan? A kinyan is achieves two things. Hafka mishus bailim and hachnosar lishus lokeach. It's a kinyan lahafkiya, kinyan lahotzi. Reb Chaim, in Shur Menachem Alevi, take a look on Daf Gimel, when he talks about Tosis. Says a ganev, according to some Rishonim, is only a kinyan lahafkia, not a kinyan lahachnis. Okay. Now, what about a shomer? He needs a mashicha. What is it? Is it kinyan lahafkia or kinyan lahachnis? Says Rashi here, it's a kinyan rak lahafkia, not lahachnis. Wow. Now, take a look in Tosis. Kevin Shayotso Mishus Mashan is Chayav Shol Bonson. Nira the Mari Shayotso Miyad the Simto Oletzide Mishus Arabin. Tosis at this point, before we get through the whole Tosis, is very uncomfortable with it. A Mashiach requires leaving Rishus, one into Rishus of somebody else. So it must be that that's what's happening here. Rashi is very clear disagreeing with that. Rashi have a kinyan lahafkiya, not a kinyan lahachnas. Okay. So we have a kind of Natsk Umar or Hikishim and Makam Vitova. Mace is a Bryce. A Shol Hapor Vishokolo Biad Beno, Biad Shukhaye, Biad Abdo Poto, Bishlam Lishmuel, Masin Bevadivri, Bryce Bevakanani. El Rav Kasha Amalach Rav, Lotem and Natsk Kaomalo, El Aima Kaomalo, Hikishim and Makam Tavo, the Yitmar. You have a memory. Okay. It says Rashi. Shamashul Shocha Hamashul. Lishoel Chayev Hashoel. Going to Omele Shlachli Biad Bincha. Avdo Potter. Afilo Omele Shilchli Biad. Lo Temu Kidetar Tzarab. Nasaka Omele. El Rav Muki Lola Masnitin. Be Omele Hikisha Bamakal Vihi Tovo. Acharai. The Shibid Navshe Michinavka Michatzeru. Shem de Sholach Abdu Imo Lo Miftar. He says, you do a Meshicha that in Mafkia from your Rishos, that's enough, I don't need Lahachnas. And therefore, even though it's still, the evidence there, he said, I'm being Meshabed myself from the time you do a Kenyan Lahafkia. Okay, so Rashi is talking completely and totally differently than the Havamina Tosus. That I need a Kenyan, ain't a Chanani, but I don't need a Kenyan Lahachnis, I need a Kenyan Lahavkia. Okay. What?
Am I doing a Kenyan?
Question is, who's doing it? The Marshal or the Shoal? What is he? Let's take a look in Rashi. Tamek the tits Rav Nasaka Omelo, El Rav Muki will Masin be Omele, Kishamakov Hitovo Acharai. What do I say? Hitovo, Achri, the Shibin Nav, Shimichi Navka Michatzer, Mishum, the Shalach, but Abdu Imolo Mifta. The Marshal is doing it somehow. Question who's doing this, Kenyan? The Marshal is showing. So maybe the Shoal is doing it. It goes, what is it, leaves the Rishus of the Marshal. It goes to place X, which is irrelevant. And immediately, who's holding on to it? It goes, the Eved of the of the Marshal. But if the one who's taking, according to Rav, the one who's taking control of it is the Eved Kenani. It never left the Rishus of the Marshal. Did it leave the Rishus of the Marshal? The only thing that I'm concerned is leaving the Rishus of the Marshal. Omer Rav, came to Yotzer Rishus Marshal, Umei Sechayev. And that's what Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav, Bar Avua, Omer Rav say. The moment it leaves, the Rishus Marshal is chayiv. Name of Masele, whereas Bryce, Shleni Paroslov, Omele Biyad Mi, Omele Hikish and Makav Hitovo, Kem Shiotzim Rishus Marshal Mesa Chayiv. Omele Ravashi, Hocham Amai Askina, Kagon Shoyis, a Chatzero Shal Shoel, Lifnim Mi Chatzero Shal Marshal, Duchem Shalcho Vadar Hotzim Aswa. No, they're two Rishuyos were next to each other. So it's a Kenyan Lahafkia and a Kenyan Lahachnas. Okay. What's the big thing? That there are all sorts of side issues here. Here's a corner here he can go to and just giving the Mashiach, it's not clear he's going to walk out the door. Mashiach means I make it walk out the door. But if the 35 different corners and angles he can wander into in the process, I haven't made sure he walked out the door. Elo der chaser shemashal, the hotsim somcha daite de shoel, The Shoal is confident. The Mashiach amdu habaylim ufaneho lahatosu letzad chatzero. When the marshal gives it, bangs it to go into the chutz of the Shoal, he's going to go there. So Rashi's talking about what? Who is giving the animal the bang? The marshal is giving the animal the bang. But so what is until now he's talking about? The marshal is doing a kinyan that's mafkiyah from his rishus. And the shovel is not doing a kinyan to be machnasit into his rishus. That's why Rashi is talking all the time about a kinyan hamafkiyah, not a kinyan hamachnas. Different types of kinyanim. Okay. Avalam hoyset tzvicha lova derech rishus harabim lo olam emilcho v'lo amalei hachilot som chadaita sheyavki v'enu hamashim. He says, Rashi says, if he would go from the rishus and the mashim into rishus harabim, it's not going to work. Why? Because that's not a kinyan like Tosa says. Does Rashi know? Because the shul says, I don't know, I'm going to get it. How do I know I'm going to get it? So there's no svichas das. It's only not a problem of the mice in Kenyan. It's a problem of the smichas das. Below shibin nafshe, ad shetov al yodo, until he can control it. He can guys aiso, sheyesh b'chotza, marshal zovios, looks in the different corners there, sheyachol ulod. This is how the Gemara begins. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Huna, now, let me give you a little introduction. A concept called Me'ilah. We talked about it at the beginning of this. Me'ilah means Gzeila Mehektish. Gzeila Mehektish. So what do I do? Let's say Hektish has something. I take it. And the two types of Me'ilah. Just taking it to keep or taking it to use. Being a Shol Shalom Midas. Hektish. Now, there's one halach. There's a Gemara that says like this, and that's going to be key in understanding. Of being a moel achamoel. Let's say the sefer belongs to Hektish. And I take it, and I walk out with it. So, and then someone takes it from me. I sell it to someone, he steals it from me, whatever. So I was a moel. The second one's not a moel. Why? The moment I stole it from Hektish, Amafkia, the din better kabai, the kedushas better kabai, so of it. And the second person is not a moel. Now, there's a klal, and Tosus is going to be using this klal. Ein moel ach a moel, ela behema, and Tosus is girsa klisharis bilvad. Something, and it depends how the Kedusha works. If the Kedusha is that Bezdin has a dinner momentus in it, and they're going to use the momentus of it, so by stealing it, I must steal the Kedusha. But let's say I have a behemoth that's supposed to become an Ola, Shlama, Machata, Satoda, whatever, and I steal it, so, and the next person steals it from me, or I sell it to someone, Yeshmo Lachamo. Because since the Kedusha is the Guf HaDovah's Kodosh LeMitzvah, so, not the Domim HaKadosh. So therefore there's Mo'ol HaChamo'ol. When is the Kedusha's Domim, then, and the Guf HaDovah's not Kodosh LeMitzvah, so then, Ein Mo'ol HaChamo'ol. But in a behemoth, an animal, or klishares, what is the klishares? Let's say I walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and I walk off with a kiyor. I walk off with a kana. So, but that's Kodesh LeMitzvoso, not Kodesh LeDomov. So the one who steals it from me is also going to be a mohel. Now, so that's when we talk about Me'ilah of Gneva. Now we talk about Me'ilah of Gneva's Tashmish. Bakapa. Amar Rav Huna, Hashoel Kardu Mechavero. If I'm a Shoel, now, until now, we're talking about how I become a Shoel. have to make a mashicha. What about Tashmish itself? Does that turn me into a shoel? So what did I do? Bokapo. Or what about mashicha without a Tashmish? Hashoel kard mechavero bokapo kno. Lo bokapo lo kno. I'm a shoel on a. I have this hammer. What does it mean? You can't change your mind. So what does this Manda Amma say? How do I get a Kenyan Shaila? I get a Kenyan Shaila only through Tashrus, not through a Mashiach. Lama Ile Mila Onsen. So what are we talking about? He says, are we talking about a mechayv an onus? That can't be. Ma'ishna parah de mishashi ila. So parah de mishashi ila. The time I do a mashicha. El chazora. I can change my mind. Okay, now the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph Hilcha Sha'ayla Pikad Malacha Hey, a very important idea. I lend you my car for 30 days. After day, I see you driving around. I'm very uncomfortable. I want my car back, whatever. I can't. Says the Rambam, why? Because I gave you Kinyonei Tashmish. For 30 days, you own all those Kinyonei Tashmish. I gave up those Kinyonim I have in it. I don't own those Kinyonei Tashmish. Since I don't own those Kinyonei Tashmish, so I can't get them back. That's Chazorah. We'll plead the Ravami, Dom Ravami. So Rav Ami says, "Hamash shel kardum shel hektish." Let's say there's this kardum, this axe. And him, it's an axe of hektish. Mo'al fi tovas hanoa shebo. Now, what does tovas hanoa mean here? Says Rash, a very peculiar Rash. Zitos is very uncomfortable. Mol hamashul l'shalim lehektish. So what is it? I tell you, here, take this axe and use it. And you don't realize it's hektish. I don't realize it's hektish. Okay. You take the axe and you've been chopping down a tree with it. So, you stole it from hektish. And I told you to do it, so yesh liach levar averim. Mol hamashal, l'shalim lehektish, keren shenana behashalosa. He has to pay the value of the axe. Umahi anosu. Afi tovas hanoshim. Omdim kamahu rotsa. Now the question is, what is the benefit? The marshal has a benefit, and the shoal has a benefit. The marshal has a benefit. I'm doing you a favor. You like me. It's worth something to me. The shoal has a benefit. Gets kinyonei tashmish. So Rashi says, kamahu rotsa. He says, so whatever the benefit is. V'chaveru mutu levakei avot techila. Afilu yoda la'acha shebol yod. He realizes afterwards that it's shel hektish. Shu shel hektish. Shemekeim in sheshok akbo hamashu. Since the mashu is a shokeg, nischayev tmei tovas hanoa lehektish. And what did he benefit from hektish? The value to him of this guy being nice to him. Yotso hanoa oso luchulin. This amount of hanoa goes out to chulin. So let's say this axe is worth 1,000 shekel. And this tovas hanor that the marshal gets is 50 shekel. So 50 shekel of that axe are now cholin, and 950 shekels hekesh. But, says Rashi, the question is, why can now the Shoel just go chopping down trees with his axe? Because it's a shutfus here. Those is going to be very bothered by this. And this man, the Amar, who says, Amar of Huna disagrees with Rabbi Loza. He says, how are you Kona? A Shomer Kona. You Kona through Meshicha, or you Kona through, or not through Meshicha, through Shoel, let's say, through Tashmish, or through Meshicha. Here's Meshicha, Kucha, Taktach, Meshicha, Beshama. Shem Shekarka, Niknes, Bekesev, Shtav, Chazoka. Okay, this is the end of the story. Now, there's a lot of work to do here. We're touching on a lot of things that we've talked about until now. How a shomer becomes a shomer. What sort of, do you need a kenyan? You need histalkos. We're going back to all sorts of things. How a shomer becomes a shomer and how a shoel becomes a shoel. That's number one. And what Kinyanei Tashish is about. This is, like everything else, this is a multi-dimensional sugya, but now we've done many of the dimensions already, but there's an unfortunate thing called Chazara. This is what I wanted to do here, is go back and things we've talked about and see how it all fleshes out into one convenient, nice picture.